This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Dawn, DAWN, Dowd, DOWD, date of birth May 4th, 1955. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Dowd with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. The patient reports that her cardiologist decreased her torsemide to 5 milligram daily from 20 milligram daily, and she is also to use 20 milligram once daily if she has a weight gain of 3 pounds overnight, but she's not needing that very often. Her spironolactone 25 milligram was decreased to 1/2 tablet daily, and the Chlorcon 20 mil equivalent was also decreased to 2 daily from 4 daily. She did have a dizzy episode, and she fell and hit her head and got 11 staples in her scalp since her last visit. The cardiologist felt that she was overly diuresed. So she's feeling better after all the medication changes, and her weight is very stable. It is not increasing or decreasing. Currently, it's 336 pounds. Her breathing is stable. She has chronic dyspnea on exertion, occasionally some at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. She has chronic edema of the lower extremities that is unchanged, no ulcerations or lesions, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood or foaminess. Medication list is reviewed. The changes were previously mentioned. Physical exam, her weight is 336 pounds, pulse 85, and blood pressure 139 over 85. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 21st of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 50. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin 4.1. Calcium is 9.2. Phosphorus 3.3. Intact parathyroid hormone slightly elevated at 110.3. Hemoglobin is 15.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We'll continue to monitor labs every 3 months. Congestive heart failure with recent fall. Diuretics have been changed, and she is stable and not having any fluid overload and no more falls or dizziness. Hypertension near to goal. And the patient will be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.